to God forever. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything, more than anything, oh, more than anything, more than anything, more than anything, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, in his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that, Lord, I love you more than anything. So we give glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. We give glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. We'll worship. praise you forever. We'll praise you forever. We'll praise you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Forever we give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to
Mark. And so we just thank you that had the opportunity to go ahead and tell us where you, who you are and where you're calling from. If you did not get the chance, we do welcome you. And then there's still another opportunity. Tomorrow morning, you can get up a little, you can get on a little early, or you hear praise and worship, and then you'll have an opportunity to say your name and where you're calling from. But we want to thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call as we go before our Father in prayer. Good morning, Father God. We know that you will do it for us this morning. Things that we, this morning and throughout the day, don't want to cut you short. Things that we have no idea that we need you are providing. Things that you are keeping us from and guarding us from. Father, we have requests on the lines about how to protect families. We already know you're doing that, Father. We ask you to cover any prayer in anyone's heart, in anyone's spirit, in anyone's mind, Father. We thank you for Minister Kaylin for praising us as we came in this morning. We're going to ask you to prepare our mind for the word that's going to come forth this morning, Father. And we ask you to touch the host that's going to take over right after I finish praying this morning, Father. We ask you to cover our co-founders and keep them in perfect peace so that they can move forward and nourish this call. As we come into a 10th year, Father, as we've been coming to you each and every day at this telecommunication sanctuary so that we can worship you. Father God, we don't take it lightly that you woke us up this morning because someone did not, and that you're sitting by you right now. Father God, we ask you to keep us as you do us every day and every moment of the day. And this prayer in our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Before I get muted, you guys, come on here. Who's the host?
Good morning, Minister Benita. This is Keisha. I can take it from here. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that wonderful tag, won't he do it? He absolutely will. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for setting the atmosphere this morning. Oh, how we love the Lord because he first loved us, and he's faithful towards us, and he will do it for us each and every time. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning, and to Miss Victoria Owens, God bless you for joining us this morning, and we hope to hear your wonderful, lovely voice again and again. Well, this call, the Master Call, got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So get ready to be blessed today. Our website, you can visit it anytime you like, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and that is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Theme of the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Even on Fridays, to our new guests on the line, we take prayer requests on that day and praise reports on the second half of our call. This phenomenal company, Artist Life, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life with the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Once again, it's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number for that call to be free, it's 716-293-9707. Well, today on that call is Awareness Wednesday, and the hosts are the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and I believe today is the topic is kidney disease. So if you're interested or if you know anyone, we ask that you jump on that call right after this call. Well. At this time, I want to introduce our speaker. I want to read a little bit of her bio real quickly. It's Prophet Kai Brown, who now resides in the wonderful city San Antonio, Texas. She received her B.S. degree in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. God has given Prophet Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through effective ministry leadership. Prophet Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being a godly mother of an amazing young man of God, her son Christopher. She is a published author, an Artist Life distributor, and she walks in all that God has ordained for her life. It is with great pleasure and honor to introduce to some and present to others this mighty woman of God that brings the fire of God through his word. Prophet Kai, are you there this morning?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. You can take it away.
Thank you, Minister Keisha, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to Minister Benita, we say thank you. And to our psalmist of the morning, Psalmist Kaylin, we know that she opened us up this morning, setting the atmosphere. She prepared our hearts and minds by just worshiping the Lord. And, of course, I want to say thank you to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we are here each Monday through Friday, just to be able to receive a word from the Lord, giving all honor and glory and praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our Daddy God, because they are the reason that we are able to just hear from heaven, that they are the reason that we can just look forward to what is to come. So again, we're going to jump right in the Word. Last time I was before you, we started the series titled Looking Forward to God's New Normal. Looking Forward to God's New Normal. And our scripture reference came from Exodus 14, 10 through 15, and it reads from the King James Version, "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, 'Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt so with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, "Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians"? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again never more. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward.'" So again, this message started because you hear a lot now that we're in this pandemic. Oh, I can't wait to get back to normal. I can't wait until we return to normal. And the Lord just begins to minister through my spirit that he doesn't want us to go back to anything. He doesn't want us to return to things of our past. That God desires that we go forward into what he's calling us to do. So looking back is a distraction that the enemy uses to keep us from focusing on what God has called us to. Looking back allows the enemy to try to blur our vision. See, we give him that space in our head for free to get us to look back to how things used to be, when that's not God's desire for us. It is clear God was telling the children of Israel to go forward. See, God desires that we begin to start looking forward to what his new normal will be, that we start looking forward to what he's calling us into. Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future, not to give you a hope and a past." He doesn't want us to turn back, to look backwards, to go back to our past. The enemy wants to saddle us with our past so we can't press forward into our future. But we have to make a decision. We have to decide that, yes, this time is hard, this time is difficult, this time is stressful, but God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. And if we stay focused on him and not the situations and circumstances that have popped up during this pandemic, or even the situations and circumstances that were in our past. See, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to some of the things that I was praying God delivered me from. You know, we were sitting in that time asking God to bring us a different thing, a new thing, to stir up new situations and circumstances, to bring us new things. And now yet, because we're in a tough time, we want to go back to Egypt. Because, see, we knew what Egypt was bringing forth. We were comfortable. Even if we were confined, we were comfortable in our past Egypt compared to where we are now. There was a level of comfort because we knew that situation. See, but God desires to do a new thing in our lives. God wants us to look forward to his new normal. See, because his new normal is so much better than that we were sitting in. His new normal will give us the desires of our heart if we are focused on him. See, we still have to do our part. We've got to let go of what our past was. We've got to stop saying, okay, Lord, I want to go back to what I had. Isaiah 43 and 18 says, remembering not the former things, nor considering the things of old, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, he's telling us right there in Isaiah 43, hey, I'm doing a new thing. I've done some things different. Yes, this situation is crazy. Yes, this situation for some have been deadly, lethal even. We've lost people that we love in this situation. But we have to hold to the fact that God knows what is going on even before it happens. So we have to decide that this new thing he is doing, see, I want to catch a hold of that new thing. I don't want to be left behind in the past going back to something that I was asking for deliverance or freedom from. I want to catch a hold of this new thing that he's doing. See, I want to be a part of him making a way out of this wilderness and making rivers in the desert. See, he's not left us here alone to deal with this situation, to deal with this coronavirus. God hasn't left us alone to deal with COVID-19. He is walking it out. He has already worked it out for our good and his glory. But yes, we have to praise and worship him through it. We've got to let go of that past mindset of getting back to normal and start looking forward to God's new normal. We've got to release those things of old. We've got to make sure that we are doing what he says to do. We've got to make sure that we are pressing forward. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have arrived, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, we need to have a short memory here. None of us have arrived. Only Jesus has arrived. Jesus is the only one that will arrive until we are all in heaven. Let us be clear about that. Paul was letting us know, look, I haven't gotten there yet, but one thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to forget those things which are behind me, and I'm going to reach forward, forward. Forward is the key, looking forward to God's new normal. Instead of sending ourselves back into bondage that was our Egypt. I guarantee you that when we get forward, when we go forward into God's new normal, nobody's going to be looking back into this time period and wanting to go back. Nobody's going to want to go back to the COVID era. But no, we're definitely going to be pressing forward after this season. So shouldn't we be pressing forward into the next season instead of trying to go back to what we were doing? I don't know about you, but I desire to walk in God's newness. I desire to walk in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for my life. And that means forgetting that which is behind us. That means letting go of our past. That That means forgiving those things we need to forgive and those people we need to forgive. That means refusing to accept Egypt as what we deserve because we are king's kids. See, we don't deserve the bondage of our Egypt. We deserve to walk in the righteousness of God, which is Christ Jesus. We have to make a choice and a decision, however, that we're not going to go back. That we're not going to settle for what was in our past. That we're not going to desire to get back to normal. Oh, can you imagine what the new normal God has for us looks like? The Israelites did not want to press forward because they were afraid. There was fear. And I get that. There are times when I'm in fear. So I have to say, okay, either I trust God to do what he says he's going to do, or I don't. And if I don't, then I'm just playing church. I'm playing with God if I don't stand on his word. We have to get serious about this relationship we have with him. It can't be here today and gone tomorrow. It can't be, I trust you in this situation, Lord, but I'm going to keep this one over here for myself to work out. We've all been there. I know I have, to where I'm going to hold on to this one thing, Lord, and I'm going to let you have these 99. But that's not the way our God works. We need to leave it all at his feet, trusting that he will work out every situation for our good and his glory, trusting that his word that says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Not that it won't form, not that the enemy's not going to come and try and steal, kill, and destroy, because that is his job, but we know that God, that Jesus, has overcome the enemy. We've all read the back of the book, and we know we win. So we need to begin to walk out God's word as if we know we've already won. See, I went to bed last night, and the enemy was going to try and mess with me. So my back started hurting. I had a headache. I was all stressed out. I said, Lord, my job. I spent 11 hours of my 12-hour day on Monday on the phone. Now, for those of you who know me, you know I don't like to people that much to spend that much time in one day talking to them. 11 out of a 12-hour day on the phone. And I had to say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to surrender that to you because I know that it served a purpose. He had a purpose for that 11 hours of talking to people or listening to what they had to say. The enemy had a purpose to try and get me unfocused, unable to sleep, so that I could not come this morning and remind us all that we need to be looking forward to God's new normal. So I began to pray in the spirit and worship God right there on the spot. I refuse to allow the enemy to have place. And every time he comes to us, we need to begin to pray in the spirit. We need to begin to worship God and see, won't God deliver us? I don't know about you, but that the tag for this morning, won't he do it, was so fitting for me this morning. Because as I began to pray in the spirit last night and to really seek him about what I needed to say to his people this morning, what he desired to bring forward, because it's not about me, the pain in my back began to subside. The headache started going away, and I was able to just press in and spend that time with him in peace and just feel the presence of the Lord. We've got to get back to spending that time with him so we can begin looking forward to what God's new normal is. We've got to forsake all else in this season so that we can continue to do what God is calling us to do. Luke 9:62 says, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I don't know about you. I want to be fit for his kingdom. So as I'm putting my hands to the plow, I'm refusing to look back because what is behind me, my path, no longer matters. See, we've got to look forward to the future that God is calling us to. We've got to press in and see his glory ahead of us. See, we have some advantages over the Israelites of that time period. They didn't know. They were walking this thing out new with no Bible, with no history, without Jesus. See, we have all of those things. God has given us tools to be able to press in, to be able to call on Jesus in those times when we are fearful, to be able to call on Jesus in those times when we find ourselves angry because things are not going well. You know, God didn't tell us not to be angry. He told us to be angry and sin not. God has never told us we can't feel what we feel, but what we do in that process is what counts. We have to start looking forward to God's new normal. We've got to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I don't know what this is, but I surrender it to you, and I'm going to look forward to your new normal. I'm going to press on towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Jesus. I refuse to turn around and walk back into my Egypt. I'm not putting myself back into that old bondage. But I'm going to press forward towards the calling, towards the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We have to make sure that we are looking forward to God's new normal. Now, again, I didn't finish this word yet, so we're going to continue on with our series next time that I am with you, looking forward to God's new normal. Minister Keisha, back to you.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Kai Brown. Thank you for that profound word this morning. The series, looking forward to God's new normal. Hallelujah. We just look into the hills from which cometh our help, and we know that all our help cometh from him who's the author and the finisher of our faith, our life, our future. Thank you. That was rich. Thank you. And I can't wait to hear more of that. I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray over our prayer request. Father, in your most holy name, Father, we come before you this day just thanking you for your presence on this call today, thanking you for your presence in our homes today. Father, we give you the glory and the honor that's due your name. Father, we love you and thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, 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 Father, and we just bless your holy name. Father, we thank you right now for Prophet Kai. We thank you for the word that's in our belly. We thank you, Father, Lord, that the table was spread this morning. Lord, continually bless her and fill her cup. Allow her well to run over and over again and again. Father, bless her son. Bless her family, oh Father. Bless her home. Prosper the works of her hands, oh mighty God. And Lord, God, as she gives, oh God, as she's a giver, Father, give unto her bosom, oh Father, over and over again. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Father. We thank you for them. We thank you for their families, God. We lift them up before you. Father, now, God, touch them with your mighty hand and outstretched arm, oh Father. Lord, hear their heart's desire, Father, and answer prayer in each and every way. Father, we thank you for being faithful towards them. Lord, we lift up Artist Life, the Diaz De Leon family, God, every distributor, every customer, oh, Father. We pray, God, your blessings upon this company, your blessings upon your people, oh, Father. Lord, we look to the hills, oh, God. We ask, Lord, that you send your help, Lord, that your angels, oh, God, is a camp round about us in every way, Father. We thank you. We pray for the ones that sit Oh, Father God, and shut in, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we worship you, Almighty God, you said your blessings will be on our food and in our water, Father. You said that you would take sickness away from us, oh God. You said no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Father, we thank you right now that you're giving your angels charge over us, oh Father. We pray for the bereaved families on today. Father, that you will bless those that are mourning right now, for they shall be comforted, Father. Your words that weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. God, we declare joy, hallelujah, in the lives of your people this morning on today. Father, I pray for the TMC family, oh God, each and every one. Father, we pray for this call, each and every caller, Father. We even lift up Victoria Owens, God, Lord, in her health and her strength, oh God. Do it like only you can, Almighty God. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you bless our family in a mighty way, oh Father. Lord, hear the hearts of your people today, God. Move by your spirit, Father, in every way. Father, we declare your glory in each and every one of our lives, oh Father. We bless you, we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray. To hear this powerful playback message, you want to dial 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, hosted by the dynamic duo, the Flanagans, and the topic is kidney disease. Thank you again, Minister Benita, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that powerful prayer and that wonderful tag. Won't he do it? And he absolutely will. We thank you once again, Kaylin, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for just that powerful word. I know that it was like fire. Hallelujah. And that's what you brought, and can't wait for more. So can you come on and give us the benediction this morning?
Absolutely. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for just hosting with such Jesus joy and the power of God that just flows through you. Lord, we thank you for this time where you have allowed us to come together yet again to sit around your table, to eat of your word, Father. Lord, as we leave this call but never your presence, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to give us your peace and joy, which surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. It is in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I just ask that you continue to virtually be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.